when one experiences different forms of light and colors in meditation, such as red, yellow, blue, ochre, etc., how can one know to which layers of being they belong? Is there any gradual sequence of color and light experiences before reaching the ultimate light experience?
Light itself is colorless. All colors belong to light, but light is not a color. Light is just absence of colors. Light is white. White is not a color. When light is divided, analyzed, or passes through a prism, then it is divided in 7 colors. Mind also works as a prism, the inner prism. The outer light, if passes through a prism, is divided in 7 colors. The inner light, if passes through mind, is divided in 7 colors. So the experience of colors in inward journey means that you are still in mind. The experience of light is beyond mind, but the experience of colors is within mind. So if you are still seeing colors, then you are still within mind. The mind has not been transcended. So the first thing to remember, colors, the experience of colors is within mind. Because mind works as a prism for the inner light to be divided. So first one begins to experience colors, then colors dissolve and only light remains. Light is white. White is not a color. When all the lights are one, when all the colors are one, the white is created. When all the colors are one, then you feel white. When all the colors are there, undivided, then you experience white. When no color is there, then you experience black. Black and white both are not colors. When no color is present, then black. When all colors are present, undivided, then white. And all the colors are just divided light. So if you are feeling inside colors, then one thing, you are within mind. So the experience of colors is mental. It is not spiritual. Experience of light is spiritual, but not of colors. Because when mind is no more, you cannot experience colors. Then only light is experienced. Secondly, there is no fixed sequence of colors. Cannot be, because each mind differs. The experience of light is exactly alike. Buddha experiencing light or Jesus experiencing light, the experience is same. It cannot be otherwise. Because that which creates differences is no more. Mind creates differences. We are here, we are different because of our minds. If mind is no more, then the factor which divides, which differentiates, is not there. So the experience of light is similar. But the experiences of colors are different and the sequence differs. That's why in each religion a different sequence has been given. Some believe that this color comes first and that comes in the end. Others believe quite differently. That difference is really the difference of minds. For example, a person who is fearful, deeply rooted in fear, will experience the first color yellow. The first color to be coming in will be yellow, because yellow is the color of death. Not only symbolically, actually also. If you put three bottles, one red, one yellow, one just white, plain white, and put in these three bottles just similar water, the same, the yellow water will deteriorate first. Then others will deteriorate. The red bottle water will deteriorate in the end, last. Yellow is a death color, that's why Buddha chose yellow as the robe for his bhikkhus. Because Buddha says that to die from this existence absolutely is nirvana. So yellow was chosen as a death color. Hindus have chosen ochre, a shade of red, as the color for their sannyasis. Because red or ochre is the color of life, just opposite to yellow. It helps you to be more alive, more radiant. It creates more energy. Not only symbolically, actually, physically, chemically. So a person who is very energetic, alive, deeply rooted in the love of life, will experience red as the first color. Because his mind is more open for the red. A fear-oriented person is more open to yellow. So the sequence will differ. A very silent person, very still, will experience blue as the first. So it will depend. There is no fixed sequence because there is no fixed sequence of your mind. Each mind differs in orientations, in tendencies, in structure, in character. Each mind differs. Because of this difference, the sequence will be different. But one thing is certain. Each color has a fixed meaning. Sequence is not fixed, cannot be. But the meaning of the color is fixed. For example, yellow is a death color. So whenever it happens first, it means you are fear oriented. Your mind's first opening is for fear. So wherever you will be moving, the first thing you will notice will be fear. And the first reaction of your mind in any new situation will be fear. Whenever something strange is there, the first response will be fear-filled. If the red is the first color in your inner journey, then you are more rooted in the love of life. And your reactions will be different. You will feel more alive, and your reactions will be more life affirmative. A person whose first experience is yellow will always interpret everything in terms of death. And a person whose first experience is red will always interpret his experiences in terms of life. Even if someone is just dying, he will begin to think that he must be reborn somewhere else. Even in death, he will interpret rebirth. But the person whose first experience is yellow, even someone is born, will begin to think about that he is going to die someday. These will be the attitudes. So a red-oriented person can be happy even in death. But a yellow-oriented person cannot be happy even in birth. He will be negative. Fear is a negative emotion. Everywhere he will find something to be sad and negative. Just like this. For example, I said a very silent person will feel blue. But a silent person, inactive at the same time, will feel blue. A silent person, active at the same time, will feel green as the first experience. Muhammad has chosen green as the color for his fakirs. Islam has the green as the symbolic color. That is their color of the flag. Green is both. Silent is still but active. Blue is just silent and inactive. So a person like Lao Tse will begin to feel first blue. A person like Muhammad will begin to feel first green. So the symbol system of colors is a fixed thing. But sequence is not fixed. And then another thing has to be noted, and that's seven colors are pure colors. But you can mix two, you can mix three, and a new color comes out. So it may be that you never experience pure color in the beginning. You may be experiencing three colors, the combination, or two colors, or four colors. Then again, it depends on your mind. If you have a very confused mind, then your confusion will be shown in the colors. Now they have evolved in the West a color test psychology, and it has been proving very meaningful. Just giving you many colors and allowing you to choose the first preference, then the second, then the third, then the fourth, decides much, shows much. If you are sincere and honest, then it shows much about your mind, because you cannot choose without any inner cause. If you choose yellow first, and this is the logic of it, if you choose yellow first, then red will be the last. It has its own logic. If death is your first, then life is going to be your last. You will put red in the last. And one who chooses the red first will choose automatically yellow as the last. And the sequence will also show the structure of the mind. But once, twice, thrice, you are given again and again. This is strange, that first time you choose yellow, your first preference, then second time you are giving the same cards, but you don't choose yellow as your first preference. And in the third time, you choose something else, and the whole sequence changes. So seven times the cards are given. If a person goes on choosing yellow as the first, continuously for seven times, then it shows a very fixed mind, very much fixed, a fixation. This man is constantly rooted in fear. He must be living in many phobias, because everything will take the shape of fear. But if he changes once blue and once green and once something else, then again there is a double sequence. One sequence in every series and another sequence in seven series. That also shows much. If he never repeats one color as his first preference in another series, that shows he is very much fluctuating. And nothing can be decisively said about him. He will be unpredictable. And the sequence also changes, because your mind is changing constantly. Recently, because of LSD, marijuana, and other drugs, many things have come up from the unconscious mind. When Aldous Huxley told about his experiences of LSD, he talked as if he had entered heaven. Everything was beautiful, utopian, colorful, poetic. Nothing was bad in it, nothing like a nightmare, nothing of fear, death. Everything alive, abundantly alive, rich. But when Zioner took, he entered hell. With the same LSD, he entered hell. And it was a long nightmare, horror filled. Both misinterpreted their experiences. Aldous Huxley thought that this is the quality of LSD. That's why, because of LSD, this heaven experience has come up. Zahner interpreted quite diametrically opposite from Huxley, and he said it is just a nightmare, a deep horror. One must not go in it. It can create madness. But the interpretation is on the same lines. He also took that it is LSD which has created this experience. The reality is different. It is LSD working only as a catalytic agent. LSD cannot create heaven, cannot create hell. LSD can only open you, and whatsoever is in you is projected. So if Zahner's experience is absolutely colorless, it is because of Zahner's mind. And if Huxley's experience is colorful, it is because of Huxley's mind. LSD can only give you a glimpse into your own mind. It can open your own deeper layers. So if you have a suppressed conscious, a suppressed unconscious inside, then you may enter hell. And if you have nothing suppressed, but a relaxed unconscious, natural, then you may enter heaven. But that will depend what type of mind you have. The same, when one goes deep into inner journey, whatsoever you encounter is your own mind. Remember this. Whatsoever you encounter, it is your own mind. The color sequence is also your own mind sequence. But one has to go beyond colors. Whatsoever the sequence, one has to go beyond colors. So one must continuously remember that colors are mental. They cannot exist without mind. The mind working as a prism. When you go beyond mind, there is light. Colorless. Absolutely white. And when this whiteness begins to be there, only then. Jains have chosen white as the color for their monks and for their nuns. And the choice is meaningful. As Buddhists have chosen yellow and Hindus ochre, Jains have chosen white because they say only when white begins, real spirituality begins. Muhammad has chosen green because he says if silence is dead, then it is meaningless. Silence must be active. It must participate in the world. So a saint must also be a soldier. He has chosen green. All colors are meaningful. There is a Sufi sect which uses black black clothes for their fakirs. Black is also very, very meaningful. It shows absence. No color. Everything absent. It is just the contrary of white. Sufis say that unless we become totally absent, the God cannot be present to us. So we must be like black, absolutely absent. Non-entities, non-beings, just a nothingness. They have chosen black. Colors are meaningful. So whatsoever you choose, you sow much. Even your clothes indicate much. Nothing is just accidental. If you have chosen a particular color for your clothes, it is not accidental. You may not be aware why you have chosen it. But science is aware why you have chosen it. And it shows much. Your clothes so much. Because they belong to your mind and your mind chooses. You cannot choose without your mind having certain leanings, certain tendencies. So the sequence will be different. But all sequences and all colors belong to your mind. So don't be bothered much about them. Whatsoever color is felt, just go on passing it. Don't stick to it. This is the natural tendency. If some beautiful color is there, one becomes stuck to it. Don't move. Remember that colors belong to mind. And if some color is fearful, one goes back. So that it is not felt. That too is not good. Because if you go back, no transformation is possible. Pass through it. Don't go back. It is your mind. Pass through it. Even if fearful, even if ugly, even if chaotic, or beautiful, harmonious, whatsoever, go through it. You must reach to a point where colors are not, but only light remains. That entry into light is spiritual. Before that, everything is mental.